What's up, everybody? This is Bella Mars. I'm back with another episode of Big Time Fresh. I am honored to be joined by the artist that you're hearing right now on this track. We will be playing a little bit later. This is Philip Good and John Stella. What's up, guys?
What's up? What's up?
Yo,
how
yo.
How you doing?
Philip Good here.
John Stella, thank you for having us.
This is my venture into the world of, we're going to start filming all of the video podcasts, so.
Guinea pigs. We're the guinea pigs. I like that.
Come on, you already
know. Yeah, but with the, how the song debuted at 88 on the Apple Top 100 songs.
First day it came out.
Number 88. And honestly, it should have debuted higher. But
definitely.
The last day, we actually, the funny thing is, a lot of people know this, we wanted to hit the iTunes charts.
Oh, yeah.
I went and got $201 bills. We went to a mall and we're asking people to download it, and no one would download it. We were going to give them their dollar back. We just couldn't get people to do it.
Some people did.
I feel like if I was able to hustle higher, we could have debuted like 50.
Yeah,
but we tried our best.
But the places that we went to, like we went to one place, it was kind of, went to another place, it was kind of, we did our thing, went to another place, and we did our thing, went to another place, dead. So it was like, it was kind of like 50-50, but you know, at the same time, it was.
Women. Only women downloaded the music. The men were not even.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the men were terrible.
You know, I was trying to tell him like we were at the mall because like you know I'm not trying to bring this into it, but like you know, stocky dude. You know what I'm saying?
Black guy approaching people.
And I'm coming up.
It made sense.
I'm coming up behind him. You know, I'm just like coming up beside him. You know, real quick. And it's like if it was me and somebody approached me, you know, I get it. But at the same time, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't understand. Like, you know, that's the art. That's the whole art of it, you know. And if you're talking about, like, oh, support your local artist, man, nigga, support your art. Come on, support your artist right there.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, that is it.
That's a lost art for sure.
We grinded to get number 88. It wasn't given to us. We definitely did some persuasion and some grind
for sure. I feel like for that night, it was definitely an eye opening like blessing. You know, even if we didn't make 88, it still would have been a blessing.
So how does that
but
work?
You did.
It's impressive. I don't. First of all, the fact that you kind of went back to the old school marketing or guerrilla marketing, where you're on the streets, you're putting your personality with the music. We need to go back to that, because how many people put out tracks every week? A million. Nobody knows who the face is.
5,000 are submitted daily.
Damn.
65,000 songs are being put out every single day. So every single day that we put a song out, every time we put a song out, we know that we're competing with 65,000. For sure.
That's a lot.
So out of that 65,000, we were top 100. That was pretty cool.
So you go out there and you ask, so it's based on number of downloads for that week?
It's based on number of pre-orders and then also streams of the first 2 days.
Oh, okay. So when you went and you were asking people to download it, that was part of the pre-order?
So I already knew we had a bunch of pre-orders. Like I was pushing it really heavy, and it's a good song. I knew we had a bunch. But I like if you want a chart, I knew that we probably needed 200 more. I was like, man, I think we need 200 more. Let's just go out and let's just try to like manhandle people. Just make them download it right here, and I'm going to give them $1. And at worst case scenario, we get 200 people. We don't hit iTunes, but we get 200 fucking people that are going to be listening to our music now. But we only got like 30 that night. I thought it was an epic fail, and I was hustling my hardest.
I went home like, man,
I don't think I'm going to hit 100 on this one. And I woke up, we hit 88, and I was like, oh. We tried to climb and climb, but man. You can look at those names. We were the only independent artist on that chart that day.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's what was key. That was, for me, was a huge win that I sat back and listened. I thought about at the very end of it, and the names. The only independent artist that day to chart.
Yeah.
That's
definitely
what makes the story kind of like a underdog, a win, and
yeah,
a hustle behind it. So tell me a little bit about I guess both of you individually, and then we'll talk about, you know, how you came together to work on this track.
Go ahead. Yeah, so I'll let the rock star go first.
You know, I've been doing my thing, you know, for a minute. I've been making music for a hot minute, you know, playing guitar since probably like 13, 14. You know, I make my own beats, you know, FL Studio, that's my queen, one of my queens, whatever. But, you know, I make my own beats, all that, you know, but, you know, speaking back to like when we first met, you know, for example, and everything, you know, I feel like a lot has changed, you know, musically, just because when I first came out, it was just so raw and original. You know, just me. It was just me. And now it's just, it comes so naturally again. You know, before you get so caught up in a rat race, trying to rap better, trying to do this, just like he was saying, you know, like there are, you know, what was it again? How many people?
65,000 songs uploaded every single day.
Come on, man. That's a lot to compete with, you know? And it's like, at the end of the day, you know, I'm trying to get on Disney just like anybody else that's smart. You know, that's my goal. You know, I want music to bring me financial success. That's my mantra, you know. So, you know, definitely a lot has changed, you know, from when we first met and everything.
But, where'd y'all first meet at? You
know, Lucas.
And so, back in the day, I think it was like 2021, I was in Fort Myers to visit a couple friends from a we were there for a funeral, and I was, whenever I find an artist that I feel like has potential but maybe doesn't have the direction, I try to set them up to at least have all the tools to, you know, tools and advice to get going. And, you know, it sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't, but either way, I'm giving the tools to somebody. So that's why I was there. It was kind of just like an extra day that I had. But that's how we met. And then he took me to the studio, and that's where I met you. And then I met the other. Jordan. Yeah. So yeah, how about you, Philip?
So I just started doing music about 2 years ago, kind of tripped and fell into it. It was pretty cool. Literally right before TikTok was like
Musically, right?
No, I didn't start that. I started like 2 years ago. TikTok was about to be taken away by Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, man, I would love to. I've always wanted to be in the music. I just want to. I wrote a parody on TikTok. It was remember the song Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy? Mm-hmm. I did a parody. I called it Beautiful Scrubby because COVID was happening.
Right.
And at the time, I had no followers. None. I'm talking not even 1,000 on Instagram, not even 1,000 on Facebook, 200 on Instagram, none on TikTok. I put this out, I got like 500 comments on it. It wasn't even views, maybe like 3,000 views. Like, oh, you kind of sound like Luke Combs. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to write a song. So I just like went to the phone book, found a studio near my house, went there, asked him if he could recreate this beat and do this song. And I did it. I did the song. And right when I was about to be done, it wasn't finished yet. President Trump, it was September 4th, I think. President Trump was like, I'm shutting it down and blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, the biggest fan. I was like, whatever, man. I'm going to put the song out. I'm just going to put it out. Not even ready. Like, it wasn't even mastered. I went to Landar. Like, I had to go to Landar just to get it mastered real quick and put it out. Like, man, because if I don't put it out and it's gone tomorrow, TikTok's on, boom, boom, boom. Hey. And TikTok wasn't gone tomorrow, and I did put the song out. And I did post it. I gained, like, 20,000 followers.
That's crazy.
And I was like, wow, what's this? 20,000 followers, people that like my music, which I've only been doing music for like a week here. Like, what's going on here? And then it just grew from there. And then got to a point where I just was like, you know what? I'm going to quit my career. I'm going to put 110% of the music and see where it goes.
Oh, you quit.
I've been grinding ever since. And then I'm from Kentucky, and I was moving to Florida because my child's mother wanted to move to Florida. Because her parents live here, and my daughter wanted to move here. So I was like, all right, we're going to move to Florida now that I don't have a career and I'm doing music.
Yeah.
So I came here. And then on the first night where I was, I did this open mic night here, just trying to check out the scenery. And I met this DJ and I met this producer, and then I met John Stella. So I was like, cool, I like his music, I like his swag. I met a producer that I liked, I met a DJ I like. I was like, man, all right, cool. I'm an out-of-towner. I got no one in Fort Myers. found a little click, and then I found people kind of like me. So
right.
I was able to meet him,
like
and then
star.
Yeah, like he's a rock star. And I did a show, yeah, and I asked him if he wanted to come do a show with me. He did one. He definitely was like a rock star on that one. And then after I did that show, I was like, man, we should do a song. I think we wrote one before, which is still in the works, but it didn't go. It's still pending.
Yeah, we still got.
But this one, like when we did Simon Says, I sent him a beat. He was like, I like that one. And then I sent him Simon Says. He's like, all right, I don't like the first one. I like that one.
Yeah,
I was like, cool. I was like, man, I'm thinking of a song like Simon Says. It's going to be catchy. Everyone's going to know. Or we're going to make it sexual. Like, it's going to be like Simon Says, do this.
Yeah.
He's like, I like where you're going.
Do that.
And that's where the concept came. That's where it got from. Here we are.
So, when Lucas is like, you got to check this shit out. I was like, I listened to it one time. And
shout out to Lucas.
And so I was in the car with my daughter. She's 9. And
has your daughter heard my song yet, though?
Yes.
She probably loves it, doesn't she?
She does. So we love Big Time Rush and the track. And I take this as a huge compliment. It resonated with her very much so, because it's like on the same vibe. And that kind of music is very, it's very fresh right now, especially with the ladies. And then I started hearing the lyrics.
So my daughter's 9.
Yeah.
There, she sings it left and right. She doesn't understand
lyrics. I want the kids to sing it, but they don't know the lyrics. They're just like.
But I did call this. You know, I said, kids are going to sing this, and I'm going to be realizing what it's about. I called it from the beginning.
And that's what I mean. 13-year-olds bet, like high school bet. It's going to be a prom. You know, all of those kinds of situations where it's a perfect balance of. There's not like a bunch of F words and a bunch of, you know, things like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a more it's a more cleaner version, but definitely a lot of innuendos.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll quote him for this. I'll quote Philip Good for this. You know, you definitely don't need to use there's other ways to say things besides the F word or
you know
this or that. You know, there's other ways to express it, you know. And you know, I definitely, you know, picked that up from him, you know, when, you know, so.
You say the F word, you got to think about 50% don't like the F word. So 50% already telling I ain't going to listen to him again.
Yeah, that's it.
Or a lot of rappers and people say the word B-I-T-C-H word. I'm just like, you're just alienating. You're taking off 50% of the market right there. And honestly, I'd probably say more than that because women drive this market, music, period.
Yeah.
And
a man, you let a man listen to my song, he'll say, oh, that's a cool song, and he may listen to it again.
A
woman listen to my song, she's already texted 12 of her friends. She's asking me where my merch is and asking me when the next show is.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly how it goes. And I want to add another layer to that. We can't play it in cars when we're driving our kids to school if it has bitch, if it has fuck.
Yeah, right.
I find out a lot of times that my daughter knows the lyrics to like Nicki Minaj songs from her friends. So I'm like, oh my God. So I politely shut that down. But this, we can put on her playlist and I feel comfortable. I just don't let her read the lyrics. But I mean, still, it's so you open up yourself to a huge audience. This is like when we're getting ready for the club, let's put this on to get, you know, pregame.
This is
road trip. This is it can go on playlist for
bought a new house. You're celebrating, you know, this is a celebration song.
The bass line.
I also told them too, like we were doing, like who knows? Let's say for instance, song doesn't do as good, but we got the word Simon Says in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a marketable song too. Yeah. Sync licensing is an opportunity. You know, there's just a lot of opportunities when you kind of write a specific. And we really did. When I write a song, I don't say, all right, cool, I wrote this song. All right, cool. When I'm writing a song, what am I writing about? Who am I writing it for? Who is going to like it? What's the audience? Am I going to be able to make a challenge or is it going to be a TikTok dance to it? Like there's things now that you got to honestly really, really think about.
Oh, definitely. Sure.
So how do you feel about the how TikTok having that being a focus now to not be like, you know, you put out music, but you don't have to wonder if somebody's going to pick it up on TikTok and make a dance for it. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like positive, negative? How do you feel 100%. About
it? Like, here's what I tell everyone about this. Facebook, before it had, I mean, this, because Facebook got Reels now, Instagram got Reels, and yeah, that's still new. But before that, if you put a song on Facebook or anything on Facebook, it only went to your followers. Same thing with Instagram, it only went to your followers. Same thing with your Snapchat, only went to people that are following you. When I was late in TikTok, but I picked it up 2 years ago. But what I found out was when you put a TikTok out, you have a chance to go out to everyone, not your followers. Yeah. And that's what you have a fair chance every single video on TikTok to go millions. And that's why I like TikTok. And only I would say the only reason people listen to my music was because of TikTok at first.
Respect. Like, I definitely, to jump on that, you know, like for a minute, and even when we first met, you know, because we've known each other for a while, like we, you know, just to touch on it real quick, you know, we met each other at, you know, Bez Fest, you know, a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, when we did, you
we
know,
did a show back in Bez Fest.
Summer and everything like that. Like, we went to Orlando, Bez Believe, and all that. That's where we met him the first time, you know, and then all that, blah, 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 you know, fate. But when we were talking about TikTok and everything, I was always like, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't know if it was that, like, arrogant mentality or ignorant mentality, whatever it was. I just didn't want to do it, like, because we were just talking about it, you know. A lot of the time, like, I get it, you know, we're artists, you know, we're centered, you know. Sometimes we don't want to, you know, express ourselves like that to other people, and it's scary, and I completely understand that. I completely get it. And then on the other hand, I get that, you know, it is a job. But then at the same time, do you want your music to just, do you want to just come out with album after album after album, you know, not promote it, and, you know, just like he was saying, you know, not have any following except for, you know, the people that you're barely, you know, interacting with, and you're not even interacting with them. Basically, what I'm saying is, you know, before I wasn't with it. Now I'm like, look, I love TikTok. I love it. I go up on there. I do hashtag John Stella. You know, I got thousands. And I'm like, I didn't even know.
I keep telling him to stay consistent. Since he's honestly been listening, and actually he's on it now, you can see the growth already on there. Yeah, and that's the thing with Facebook, like. And if you're not utilizing Reels, you're posting on Facebook, just the people that have already not liked your stuff 1,000 times. You know what I'm saying?
I love Facebook.
Well, I love Facebook now, 100%. I just got in love with Facebook. Yeah,
why do you like Facebook? Just curiosity.
Facebook Reels is, they just push your stuff out way better right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I definitely get a lot more.
You know, they're trying to compete with TikTok and Instagram Reels, even though they are Instagram. They're trying to compete, so... A, they're paying way more than any platform is paying, and B, they're giving you incentive for posting. You know, you post, they're gonna boost you. Yeah. And in 4 months, I've gained 90,000 followers in 4 months on Facebook, and all I've done was just post washed off TikToks.
So like,
I've never created a video in that app, not once.
Oh, and this is before this song, right?
Huh.
TikTok.
Well, yeah, it's before this song. I've had a lot of following for this song. I got a bunch on TikTok.
That's so dope. So how did you realize that, you know, people put out songs all the time, but the whole aspect of promoting and marketing, that's lost on a lot of artists.
Here's why I knew Simon Says was gonna hit, and this is gonna be a little bit cocky. But it's true.
It is.
So for 2 years, my iTunes and my Apple ID had me linked to an author. So my links would never work. Never work. Whoever would pre-save them, they would never go, would say, out of this country. This was the first time that I got it fixed. And Apple said, hey, I put you in a category. I took you off the offer. We finally fixed it. And I told him, I was like, bro, I haven't had the opportunity to chart because I'm telling you, my iTunes, I've got us to a point. Let's get the song out and we will get 500 to 1,000 pre-orders. So I knew this song we would, but I probably should have charted a bunch of times before, but I wasn't able to.
So I think what's great about that though is this song is a banger, and
that's what I'm talking about.
I was just about to add to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be cocky.
No, the song is good too, but
it's like everything happened.
The song, but listen to this. The song could have been great. The song could have been great, right? Yeah. And if my iTunes link didn't work, we still we would have charted. You know, and we wouldn't have charted.
Sure.
And every song until then.
Everything happens in time. And the fact that we got on the time, you know, like everything just happened. You got that information.
All of it happened. It all lined up to it. I knew it was a great song.
That perfect song, and it just bam.
But one other reason, too, is you put a lot of songs out, a lot of people. And what I've learned to only – I don't really care. I don't want people to pay for features. I don't want to do none of that. I told them straight up, I don't really like featuring. We got stuck as a feature on this song because I wasn't able to add another artist as a co-one on DistroKid. And I was trying to do it co, but it wouldn't allow me because I've already had two co songs on. It had to pay like extra money. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'll just put it out as a feature. You're still collecting all the benefits. We're still going to chart. But I knew it was a good enough song to hit.
I did too. Like
we got that last mix, I said this should be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's another benefit. They don't have to.
And you know what sucks is, this is the cool thing, actually. Simon Says is one of my favorite songs, honestly. And it's one of those songs that you want to chart. But I've had tons of those songs, and they didn't chart and didn't. And then, like, you know, you're like, whatever. But, like, Simon Says was probably top three of the ones I was like, oh, man, this one's got to hit.
Even if it doesn't hit, you know, I was just saying before, you know, the fact that, you know, I got number 88, that we got number 88, you know what I'm saying?
Huge.
That's the biggest accomplishment in my musical career so far, you know, and, you know, definitely 100%, you know, so I'm definitely blessed with that, you know, for sure.
And it's early for both y'all.
Good advice. When you panhandle people for pre-orders, go for women.
I'm going to be real. I was going up to thugs. I don't care. You know, I'm saying they thought I was about to do something, but it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they really care, if they really understand, they're going to be, and they did, some of them did, like, you know, they would give us, you know, or whatever. One person, they were like, my phone's broken. But the dude said his phone's broken. And I was like,
one dude was talking to us English. And then all of a sudden, after like 3 minutes, he's like, oh, sorry, no English. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? You know, you're cool. You could have just said no. Like, you could have wasted my, I didn't have to waste my three minutes.
Like, but this is a different campaign. I've had a lot of people, you know, hit me up on that, talk about that. It was a different campaign, and, you know, I definitely think we succeeded. Well, fact show, we succeeded. You know, if, like he said, if we could have got maybe a little more, even two or more.
I think I'm living off the what ifs. If we got those more, we could have hit top 50.
But those what ifs, you know, you already know. Like this, just like I'm saying, that's my biggest, you know, so far, that's my biggest musical, you know, accomplishment. And I'm, at first, when he first told me, I kind of felt, I was like, I knew it was going to happen. And I wasn't feeling grateful. And I hate that, like, you know, and God forgive me for that. Like, I wasn't feeling grateful, you know, like, I mean, of course I was, but it was like in a selfish way, like, yeah, I knew that. And then, like, I was taking a shower, you know, whatever, you know, I was taking a shower and I was like, you know what, that's amazing. Like, that's beyond amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think no one in my town, no one around here, you know.
I mean, when you think of music, you think of people like Post Malone, Justin Bieber, Kid Laroi, Megan Trainor, Adele. We were there. I'm one of them now.
We were shipping tea with Pink. You know what I mean?
There was Pink on there too.
Yeah, we were eating pizza.
What was the one?
Beyonce was on there. Yeah, Beyonce was on there for sure. My point is like, it's so easy to, you know, in this music industry, to think that you should be handed everything to you just because you're doing this and you're doing that, but nah, you got to put yourself out there. This is a brand. You know, he's been working on this for a minute. You know, I've been working on this for a minute. You know, like, and we're gonna keep on working. You know, so it's like everyone has. You know, artists have to remember that. You know, it sucks sometimes, and I'm not gonna be a hypocrite and say I might not, you know, post a video or two for a day or whatever. I'm coming back on top always. You know,
learning this, now you learn a process and you know what it takes and you know how many it takes and you know what to do. So now you just develop a process, and consistency is key. So every song, as long as you have a campaign, as long as you have a process, you have a fair chance to hit in iTunes charts every time now.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's the cool thing going forward.
Philip, you have it down. Sounds like you gotta figure out ways that are different to get people to pay attention.
It's getting quicker and quicker.
Yeah, especially if you want to be independent, do your homework, do what you got to do. You know, get your publishing right, do everything that you got to do. You know, get your catalog right.
What kind of promotion? What do you do? Like a playlist? What do you have?
So right now I have I have the blog. So my blog gets like 1 million active daily users.
Say it again. You kind of say it all nonchalantly. Like, she's trying to throw it in there like it was.
I'm part of this program with Microsoft. I'm a partner creator. So basically anything I post on my blog gets syndicated out to all of their million daily active users. I write regular articles just that are interesting, but I also write for musicians that I believe in for free because, you know, I don't really believe in having people pay me to do that because then it's not genuine. So my process on my end is to have this recorded, come out with using this interview, have a very tied in article, have video clips already set up to where I publish the article. They're able to go to the YouTube page, they're able to see the clips, they're able to see all of that. And and then the other thing I do is I have some connections of playlisters in overseas, which this track would do really well with like Japan and Brazil and all
my
of the
manager. One of my managers tell me he's going to actually have probably spins tomorrow in Sweden, I think, and on radio stations.
Sweden's over. Yeah,
I think it's good. I can't remember my phone.
Yeah,
but definitely he's the hell. He wants it overseas too. So he's pushing it over there because he knows a curator and an internet web radio guy. So
yeah, so it's like, you know, I just pick up these, I just create relationships with anyone who picks up anything up from any music I, you know, promote to them.
Yeah. And just we create that in concert here, you know, I was saying, like, there's even girls, whatever, it doesn't, dudes, like, I got dudes, you know, that they still got it, you know, playing in their head.
Yeah, some girl sent me a video, I never even knew she even had a husband. She's on TikTok. And she says, she sends me, she's like, I'm rocking You Felt Good. And then she points over to her husband. He's like, Simon Says I'm Gone. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? It's good enough. Like, when a man's like, all right, I'm going to listen to it.
It's good. It's good for everybody.
We harmonize real good.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
Really.
So what's the next steps from here?
All right. So next steps.
Together.
Yeah, the next steps from here, we'll go individually first. The next steps from here is just to keep grinding. You know, I have my own personal goal. You know, I'm not going to, you know, say it out, you know, to, you know, existence and all that, you know, but I do got some music coming up here in March. You know what I mean? That's going to be real exciting. So yeah. I'm real excited to get that going.
What's the song called?
I got some ideas, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But content's coming soon, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you what it's about. It's about a broken-hearted girl, right? It's about a broken-hearted girl, but this time, you know, in a way, you know, not seeing it, you know, for the first, you know, something that you wouldn't expect, you know, coming back, sweep her off her feet, you know, a good old story. But
good old story.
That's just one. But honestly, that you know, and just continue to just keep grinding, because just like we were saying before, if you stop, which is, it's okay to take a break, you know, that's okay. You know, we're human, you know. But if we stop, like, just ask yourself, you know, same thing. You know, ask yourself, what do you want? What are you in this for?
Right.
You know, are you in this to just put your music out there and hope somebody can hear it? Like you said, you know, which is great. You could do that. You know, but me personally, you know, I'm in this to, you know, I live and breathe music. I've been doing it my whole life, you know, so I want to make this my career. Why is that so wrong? If somebody said they like electricity and they want to be electrician, I'd be like, yo, do your thing, bro. So like, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. So, I'm going to do every single thing that I can to make that a reality, and with every person that comes into my life, including people in this room, and including yourself, I take everything. I take everything, and I listen with it. You know what I'm saying? I vibe with it. We're all on that same frequency, Good things coming. You
How about you?
I got a lot going on right now. So, first off, I have a new song coming out every 45 days, and anyone can get it at philipgood.com. That's simple. philipgood.com if they want merch, if they want songs, tickets, shows, it's all there. But I got a lot of songs coming out. I think I got songs coming out till June now. So, and then I got about six more in the tank. I'm trying to wait till two songs just hit. I'm hopefully this one hits really good, and the next one hits, and then I'm probably going to release an EP, but I'm going to wait and see. And if this one does pretty good, it might be on the album, on an EP. But that's what I'm doing. Also, I'm booking shows right now. I got about three, and I'm trying to do. I did a tour last year, me and my other buddy. So this year, I'm going to try to do a self-funded, self-promoted tour by myself. So far, I got three cities. I'm trying to get about seven or eight more.
And you've been in music for 2 years.
2 years. Two
Holy shit,
years.
bro. You
I just ran. Well, I was in the car business for a long time, so I understand business side of everything, and I understand numbers, I understand sales,
Got it.
and I understand, really, don't get me wrong, 15% is the music. It's got to be a good song, but other than that is marketing, who you know, who you like, networking with the right people, pitching it yourself, not being afraid to say, hey, listen to my music, not being afraid to post your music even if the video looks stupid because some of the people are going to like it. So I've just been grinding and just learning. And then recently I got a manager, and he's taught me even
Hey, bless up.
way more,
Bless up.
way more.
Bless up.
So
Oh,
Bless up.
you that's impressive, honestly. That's
It's crazy. Like, we're not gonna say who it is unless whatever, but what's crazy about who it is and all that, it's just everything comes full circle.
Yeah.
It does. It really does.
But we also got another song we're working on called Yeah. You ever just like been around someone and they're talking, I did this, and a line, you're just like, yeah. That's what it's about.
We
It's
all heard that.
yeah,
We all
yeah,
heard
yeah,
that. You
yeah.
know what I'm
Okay.
saying?
What's your model? You're a model. Yeah. Good job. All right.
All right. You say Instagram?
We did the vocals, we did the track, and then
It's a beat. It's a beat
it's gotta
that
be mixed
I
though.
it beat up and everything.
Yeah, he made everything, he made the full beat.
It's all
And then
good.
actually I made him go behind it and add guitar and everything. I was like, I think we should put the guitar in there.
So the beat is complete. No samples or anything?
No, not like that. No,
No,
not like
he
that.
did it
Made it
all.
from scratch.
Who did
Yeah,
the
made it from
bass?
right here. Right
See,
here.
I wish I could do that. I can't make. I can do a little bit of shit, but I can't engineer and produce a whole beat. He can. I
Yeah, every song, like,
This could be
yeah.
licensed.
Oh, yeah,
Oh
for sure.
yeah.
Like, every song that you hear, that of mine or whatever, that's my single. I made the beat. It's my beat. Even the one that Lou was on, Samurai Jack. I made the beat and everything, but it's a blessing to know that and to do all
Yeah, I
that,
wish I could do that.
whatever,
I don't have that capability or
it's
know-how.
easy.
He's
It's easy.
a true musician.
Yeah,
I'm
once you
not.
get down to it. But like, what's funny though, it's crazy because like I didn't even get into FL Studios until like I bought it in 2018, and then I didn't use it for 2 years. I just bought it pretty much just because I wanted to make music. I just didn't do it. And then I met Jay. Jay did it. I met him, Jordan. And then I see how what he was doing and all that and blah blah blah. I started to get into it more, and then the rest is history.
Yeah.
So,
All right. So then aside from all this music stuff, what is the most proud accomplishment that's not music? What are you most proud of in your life?
that's an easy one for me. My daughter, 100%. And if you don't know, I gotta plug this one to my little girl. She did a song with me, and it went viral, and it got me a bunch of streams, and a lot of people know me from this song, which is cool. But she, I made her go do her own song, Find Myself. It just came out. So if you get a chance, it's called Special by Elena Hart.
Okay.
That's mine. My little baby girl, man. She's the most talented girl in this world. I promise you. If her mommy would let me, she would be the next JoJo bigger at plus.
Oh.
But fortunately, I've got to hold her down a little bit.
Yeah. But you know what we should do? My daughter's also 9. She can have them interview each other, which would be
Oh yeah, I'll do it. Because she's got a song out there. She did good. Like our song on our YouTube video, 300,000 plus. It's got over a
What?
million. It's got over a million streams.
What?
What?
So it's, yeah,
Oh,
and
cute. Yeah, because my daughter
but
is very
she
popular.
can't love, she can't have a real YouTube. So she got a kid YouTube, and I went on live, and I got her 100 subscribers, and she's like the happiest girl. I got
Oh.
113. I got 113, and she's been doing the dumbest videos I've ever seen in my life. Okay, guys, this is how I fold my pants.
This is how I open this box. It's
I've got this face mask. Check this out.
yeah, this that would be super cute because my daughter.
But no, yeah, let's make that happen. Your daughter interview my daughter. I like it.
That'd be so cute.
All right, what's your greatest accomplishment?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
I'm gonna be
it's probably Squishmallows.
it might be. I was sitting here thinking about it for a long time, but I could sit here and say family, that's really what I want to say, family out, stuff like that. I don't have any kids, like that yet, but my accomplishment, really, I'm gonna be real, besides, my family and my loved ones and my girl and all that, is really just being proud of who I am. Deadass. Like that just came out so naturally. Like, because it takes a long time to really be comfortable in your own skin. And sometimes, it's still hard. But at the end of the day, like even as I'm shrugging my shoulder, like I'm not trying to be cocky, but like it takes a long time for really to be comfortable in your own skin, and especially with music. I'm so proud with where I came from, and I'm not trying to be cocky or nothing, but I wouldn't be anywhere, with music or nothing like that if it wasn't for my friends and my family, so.
All right, final plugs. You got your socials. Let's hear it.
Hello, good music on all social. Also, I got a new song coming out on iTunes. Please go to iTunes Store, type in Philip Good More Time, click the pre-order. Also, Philip Good on iTunes, Spotify.
All right.
Right, so you can find me John on Instagram underscore John underscore Stella. So just John Stella, just look me up on Instagram. And then same thing, Spotify, Apple Music, John Stella. Since he said it, I'll say the same thing too. I'm dropping a song every month and a half, give or take, something like that. But yeah, John Stella, every platform. Follow me on TikTok, John Stella. It's pretty simple, just John Stella. It's on every single social media platform. Just type in John Stella.
At John
So, and
Stella.
I got a new song coming out in March. Here we go. Let's
All
go.
right. Thank you guys. It's great to meet you. Great to see you. I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
All right.
Yeah,
Appreciate it.
definitely. We
appreciate
All right.
it. Have
Thanks so much, guys. All
a good one.
right. Bye. Thank you.